We're turning our attention now to an incredible series of tests that have been happening in some of our churches, particularly in the Castle Island parish. With me in the line to talk with this is Father Mossy, Brick Parish Priest of Castle Island. Father Mossy, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme. Look, tell me when you first noticed something happening here of an issue of money being stolen from collection boxes. Is that right?
Yes, Jerry, it would be on Saturday, the 22nd of April, on a Saturday morning at 9:30. There was an individual found to be basically robbing one of the large collection boxes at the back of the church. So the alarm was raised, and the cameras were examined, the CCTV cameras. So yeah. We discovered a guy robbing the box, and he returned back then again on the following Friday with a camera, and he took photographs of the church, and again he's recorded in the act or on the act. So all that information is with the Gardaí at the moment, and they're looking into it. And please God, there will be progress.
Okay, obviously this is hugely disappointing and a big shock to everybody that something like this would happen.
It is a big disappointment, Jerry. It is really, it is. And do you know the unfortunate thing about it is that there is far more damage done than these guys take, so to speak. For example, in Castle Island, I'm just speaking for our own church in Castle sure. Island town.
Sure, yeah.
The boxes are empty twice every day. And you know, there are a number of people whose job it is and who are very faithful and loyal to that commitment. So what that guy got on Saturday morning, like to pay his bus fare from Killarney to really.
And these collection boxes, Father Mossy, they were set up during the pandemic, is that right?
These collection boxes were set up during the pandemic, yes, and people would leave their envelopes in those boxes, yeah.
Okay, and that was the situation. Was there an incident also in Cardle Church?
There was on the Friday. The guy returned on Friday on his second visit. He was being waited on by three or four guys in a motor car that were waiting on him. And we believe that day that there isn't a camera in Cordell, so we're only going on assumptions that
sure.
There were the guys who and again Cordell Church is best practice. That would be opened every night. That little box, there wouldn't be a lot in it. It's a little country church, and it's an outstation church of Castle Island Parish. But they couldn't bust the lock, and they cut the little box under the candelabrum.
Yeah, look, Father Mossy,
it's fiercely disappointing, and as I said, it's just the damage they do more than what they get. They don't get a lot from it, like, so you just wonder what their game is.
Yeah,
there are 10. There's another imponderable in that there are 10 CCTV cameras in Castle Island Church.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's quite. They have a physical presence when you enter the church. The notices are all over the place. So you just wonder what is
the motivation was, and what the situation was. Yeah. Well, look, will you have to review the use of collection boxes? The hope would be these are isolated incidents, Father Mossy,
those boxes that served the parish very well during COVID. These boxes have now been removed, and we return back basically to the old collection boxes, and people bring their bits on Sunday morning whenever with them.
Okay, look, Father Mossy, it's disappointing. Hopefully there'll be some resolution to the matter and things can move on from there, but look, thanks for telling us about it on the programme this morning.
Usually, it sometimes takes a month or two, 3 months before people are apprehended, but like apprehended
sure.
They will be, and you know, that will be a good day as well.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Father Mossy, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme. That's Father Mossy, Brick there, well, it's on the line. Disappointed to see that happening, and you would wonder what is going on, what goes through some people's heads, but see where things go in terms of the investigation. With regards to that too, if you've a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme.